Mitch McConnell takes stand on debt ceiling. By Sean Moran on July 21, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said Tuesday Republicans will not support raising the debt ceiling, a move that could grind Democrats' infrastructure push to a halt. McConnell declared he believes not one single Senate Republican would support raising the debt ceiling, which expires at the end of July. The federal debt has reached $28.5 trillion. I can't imagine there will be a single Republican voting to raise the debt ceiling after what we've been experiencing, he said. I can't imagine a single Republican in this environment that we're in now, this free-for-all for taxes and spending, to vote to raise the debt limit. I think the answer is they need to put it in the reconciliation bill, the leading Senate Republican continued. The Kentucky Republican said Democrats should handle the debt ceiling issue in the Democrats' partisan reconciliation bill, which could further complicate Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's wrangling of his razor-thin majority together to support such a bill. Democrats hope to use reconciliation, a spending bill that allows the Senate to pass bills with a 50-vote majority, to enact their $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget contends that the legislation could actually cost $5.4 trillion, considering that the reconciliation bill uses temporary policy offsets to make the bill appear less expensive. Republicans have also taken a stand against President Joe Biden and congressional Democrats for the rampant inflation that has emerged under the first 7 months of the 46th president's administration. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that Senator Mike Braun, RN, has referred to the Democrat $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill as an inflation bomb. Johnson also said that the infrastructure bill could mortgage our kids' future. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.